Hi, welcome to the Bowen Buzz podcast. I'm your host, Chris Reed, and I'm talking the buzz on Bowen therapy for therapists, clients, educators, or anyone interested in the soft tissue industry. The show where we get to meet interesting Bowen practitioners, trainers, and where we get to hear from experts sharing their secrets to assist Bowen therapists growing their businesses and growing their lives. Hi, on this episode of the Bowen Buzz, I want to talk about values. I've been doing some work on my values, my personal values and my business values recently, and I found it very interesting because it helps to give clarity and focus on the direction that you are headed, both in your personal life and, of course, overlapping that, your business life. So once you get this clarity and focus, you can make some really consistent decisions that align with your values and help you to move forward. And then in moving forward, you can take some really committed action. So you get improved results in all of these areas. And most important to you, you get really improved results in what you're doing. It's actually in the areas that are most important to you at the time. I saw a quote the other day and it said something along the lines that values are priorities that tell you how to spend your time right here, right now. So once you know and have clarity around your values, you can check back with them at times and basically hold a decision up to the mirror of your values, and it'll help you to make a decision. So should I take this new job? Should I move my practice from a home-based practice into a clinic-based practice? Should I continue in my business partnership? Should I spend more time with my family? I mean, if you have identified that your primary value at this time in life is family, then obviously a decision that is going to take you away from spending time at home or spending time with your family is not going to align with your personal and business values at that time. Therefore, it makes it much easier to make that decision. However, perhaps at this time in your life, your primary value, your number one value was career, or say success in career, then perhaps taking on a new role where it might take more time away from the family, but you may earn more income, would then be the right decision and aligning with those values at that time. Because I think it is, your values also can change over time. It's like a business plan. It just doesn't be created day one and then stay there and never get looked at again. Your values are also evolving. Because it's interesting when we look at time, for example. Time is a limited resource, isn't it? It's a resource that doesn't renew itself. Once it's spent, it's gone. I mean, you can't get yesterday back. You can become more healthy, perhaps, and overcome a broken bone, or you can mend a difficult relationship. You've got an opportunity to do that. There are things that we can get back, that we can improve. But as I said, once you've spent some time, you can't get that back. So sometimes it's really important to use the time that we have really efficiently, and making sure that the time that we do use is aligning with our values. Otherwise, it just doesn't feel right. You know, it's interesting sometimes when people have a life-threatening illness and they get over that illness. Quite often they have a real rethink of what's important to them, which in other words, what their primary values are. They might go from perhaps really looking at success and money and abundance and turn that around after they've got through this life-threatening illness and had time to reflect on what is important to them in life at that time. And their values might change to be more about health, family, and perhaps something like nature. So it is okay to change your values, but it does take some time and some clarity to sort of sit and to think about what's important to me right now. What are my core drivers at the moment? What helps me? What is going to help me make a decision on what I should do, whether it be in my business, my Bowen business or any other business, and my personal life? And in thinking about this and working with, thinking about my core values, I was wondering about Tom Bowen and wonder what his primary drivers were. What were his core values? So I was going through a list of values, and this is available online, and I'll put the the link up in the show notes from this podcast. So you can have a look through at this list of values and perhaps do this exercise yourself and see if you can go through. I mean, most of the values you'll see are things that would be, you know, that would be good to have, that would good to be, you know, like something like caring. Is caring a value? Yes, everyone would like to have a caring as a value, but you can't have necessarily 80. Well, you can, but you'd really want to rank them and then look at your top 6 or top 10 perhaps. And because, you know, if you're going to make it too difficult for yourself, it's actually difficult to sort of then hold the values up. If you've got a, you know, it's a bit like having a cabinet of 100 people. It's very hard to get a decision made, but if you've got 6, then it's much easier to get a decision made around that, if that's what you're using to help make some decisions. But I was wondering about Tom Bowen's values, and I don't pretend to know the man personally. I know I've talked to a lot of people that did know him personally, and I've worked on a lot of his clients and obviously had conversations with them. And talking to Ozzie Wrench over time, who obviously spent quite a bit of time with him, talking with Meryn, his granddaughter, who obviously knew him very, very well. So I know a little bit of the man, but I don't pretend to know him exceptionally well. So I suppose I know more of him, I know more about him as a therapist than as a worker, perhaps, rather than as a father or a grandfather. But looking through some of the values, I can see that some of them were really important to him, and I wonder what you think. And the first one that jumped out at me was accessibility. He was very accessible because he often worked, well, he worked the 5 days a week, but then he was often available to footballers on the Saturday afternoons during the games, but also then back at his clinic on a Saturday night. He was often there late until that last footballer had been seen. Now, whether that those people had come down from Ballarat or in from Colac or were local Geelong footballers. So certainly accessibility. And then often on a Sunday, he would go up to the prison perhaps and work there on warders or even prisoners, I was told, even if there'd been a fight or if there'd been some sort of a scrap and someone was injured or needed some assistance there. So another one was, I think, boldness, that value. He must have valued boldness because it would have taken a lot of... what's the word? Gumption, perhaps, to put forward a modality and to believe in yourself enough to put forward a modality that nobody else knew anything about, and to know that you're going to get the results with it, and have the fortitude, if you like, to maybe put up with the naysayers or put up with the knockers, but to push forward and to achieve what he did. He must have maybe valued boldness, perhaps. I wonder again. Another one is charity that leapt out at me too. I mean, or charity, if you like, and generosity perhaps go hand in hand. Often we hear the stories of Tom Bowen not charging disabled children, not charging policemen, not charging firemen, Geelong football players. So effectively people that did things, or that he felt did things for the community, he wouldn't charge them. So incredibly generous in that regard, but also had a real strong value of charity, perhaps. I mean, some say that if it hadn't been for Reen Horwood making sure that the clinic ran and making sure that people paid, that you know, Tom wouldn't have been able to pay his bills, because although he might have accepted a fruitcake or some tomatoes, it's a bit hard to pay your electricity bill with fruitcake. So, but it just goes to show, I suppose, once again, of the type of fellow that he was and the type of values that he did aspire to. So certainly community was another one. The fact that he saw so many people, and that he would go and see people in their homes, he would go and see people, you know, he wouldn't always just sit back and wait for people to come to his clinic. So, and the way that he valued those other people that helped people in the community, so he certainly had a great sense of and valued community. Compassion would be another value, I think, of Tom Bowen's as well. If we think about the way he worked, that he could feel people's pain, perhaps, and certainly had this compassion. The way that he worked with disabled children and ran that clinic on a Saturday morning, that for free for disabled children. And interestingly enough, when I spoke to a receptionist of his, she told me that it was just, he just expected also that the rest of the staff would turn up on that Saturday morning once a month when he held this disabled clinic. I mean, there's no question of no one was going to get paid, but an expectation of his was that they would also be giving in that way, and that everyone would just turn up and work the Saturday that once a month for the disabled kids. So, and he must have also valued conviction, surely. Conviction of his beliefs that he could do something to help people. And once again, as I said, that he must have had this boldness perhaps to go forward and believe in himself and develop a technique. And he must have had a certain amount of conviction as well to do the same. I think another value, he must have valued learning, because he continued to develop over the time, continued to learn. I mean, he must have read quite a bit. And we know, and you may have heard the story or not, that he would go out to, or was known to go out to the abattoirs, the local abattoirs at herds, where they were killing the pigs and looking at the live tissue, or the just freshly killed tissue of the pigs. And we know that in medicine, they often use pigs' valves to replace heart valves in humans, and other tissue sometimes can be used. So the pig tissue was very similar to human, certainly the musculature and perhaps the fascia was very similar. And he would go and look at those fresh cadavers, as they were, the pig cadavers, and perhaps look at those and sort of try and collate that back to what he was talking about. I mean, these days we have access to wet labs. Perhaps we can look at that sort of tissue and get a deeper understanding, whereas he sort of took it upon himself. So he must have had a value of learning, certainly. And I suppose hand in glove with that perhaps goes the value of inquisitiveness as well, to not just accept what was the norm, to not just to accept what other people did, but he was apparently always looking and always learning. And I've heard the stories that if he couldn't sort of get someone right, he'd try and work on it and see what could I do, what am I missing here. So he obviously had that a value of inquisitiveness perhaps. He must have valued also making a difference. And I think that is a value that many of us as Bowen therapists have, that they value making a difference, because that's what we want to do with people, isn't it? We want to make a difference in their lives, perhaps make a difference in their pain, make a difference in the way they can work, the way they can relate to their families, the way that people can play their sport. So the value of making a difference is really important. And I feel quite certain that Tom Bowen must have had that as a value, whether he recognized it or not. But I think if we sat and had a chat, he could certainly would recognize that in himself. And also the value of service. And I talked earlier about how he would, you know, work 7 days a week doing serving the community in various ways, certainly in his clinic, with the footballers, perhaps with the police, or even with the warders up at the prison. So he must have valued service as well. So I don't know whether you agree with me or not, and I'm sure there are other ones that we could think about. And I think, and probably one last one is that I think, and I seem to have this, I often say the word myself a lot, I think he must have valued wonder. He must have valued that wonder of what else can I do here? What, you know, to be able to come up with a technique, I wonder if wondering or wonder was a value that he had. It's certainly one that I have. I tend to, and I'm certainly nowhere the therapist of Tom Bowen, of course, but I often have more questions than answers. And I think it's a great value to be able to wonder, because it just leaves open the question, doesn't it? It's almost like you're leaving it open for the answer to come, rather than being, you know, having such a closed mind and you know, this is the only thing that I can do here. If we open our minds sometimes to wonder, so it's certainly a value of mine, and I wonder whether it was a value of Tom Bowen's as well. Well, I don't know if you agree with me or not. I'd be interested to get some comments. You might have come up with some other values that you think perhaps Tom Bowen would have displayed or would have moved towards. And once again, we don't know him personally, or most of us don't know him personally, but there are a few people that did know him personally, and they might be able to fill in a few of the gaps for us too. But I think it's just an interesting exercise, isn't it, to think about Tom Bowen the man and the type of values that he might have held in his business life, and perhaps even we would only have to perhaps think about the values that he had in his personal life. Anyway, good to think about, good to wonder about. If you haven't done any values work yourself, it can be really insightful to take the time and to work through and tick off as many values on the list that I put up in the show notes as you can, and then whittle them down. And yes, it'd be nice to have this, and yes, it'd be nice to have that as a value, but really, do you have it as a value? And then to number them, if you can go through that process and number the values and say, okay, and come up with what are your 6 or 7 or 5 core driving values. Interesting process. Anyway, let me know what you think. It's always good to talk to you on the Bowen Buzz. You've been listening to another episode of the Bowen Buzz podcast. So I hope you've enjoyed that. If you'd like to ask a question or suggest someone we could interview, please let us know by going over to the comments page. And if you'd like to leave a review on iTunes, that'd be, help us get the word out there and spread the news about the Bowen Buzz podcast. This has been Chris Reed. Have a great day. Enjoy the buzz.